You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right. Well, this is Startup Nation Radio. And as I said in the introduction, today we're talking about customer service, really a critically important component of being able to do business, of being able to grow your business. Boy, customer service is the touch point, Dan, with the customer base. I mean, come on.
There's no question about it, Jeff. And in 2014, you know, here we are coming to the end of the year. Every entrepreneur is thinking about next year in terms of what are we going to do next year? How are we going to grow our business for coming down? Well, we're thinking, let's start with the customer. Let's start
exactly.
With
your best customers are your existing customer, right?
No question yeah. about it. And as a small business owner, it's not only how you face with your customers and how you interact with your customers, but if you have employees, how do they interface with your customers? How do they
right.
work with them?
Right.
Do you know? And we need to bring up these issues and bring up the discussion points with them so we really learn how to interact with our customers and we know. Have you ever been to a restaurant or a business and you've had bad customer service and you said, I'm never coming back?
Never coming back, exactly.
And
no matter how good the food is or whatever, you're right.
And likewise, you've had a positive experience. You said, I'm coming back there tomorrow. I can't wait to tell all my friends. Sometimes you don't know. But so we're going to bring some awareness to that today.
And sometimes, you know, you make the point about good customer service can maybe overcome an otherwise bad experience for a customer. Maybe the food wasn't, you know, to use an example, wasn't warm enough that day or wasn't good enough, didn't taste right, whatever it may be. But boy, if you really show you care and you give personal interaction with that customer and you say the right things and do the right things, they're going to give you another chance. Well, today's show, as it's always been since we relaunched Startup Nation Radio, is brought to you by Walsh College. Tara, we're thrilled to have you in the studio.
Thanks. I'm so glad to be back.
Well, you're going to join our discussion here on customer service. You guys are probably, I mean, even at an educational level, you guys have to focus on customer service, right? You got to deliver to the students.
Absolutely. We drill it home in the classroom, but not only that, we have to provide it interfacing with our students or external businesses, whoever walks through our door. That's the face of the school.
And they're your customers, too.
Absolutely. And we appreciate your sponsorship of Startup Nation Radio. Tell us about some of the programs at Walsh. The people out there who are thinking about starting or growing a business, just quickly, give us a few things they can tap into.
Absolutely. Well, any of our regular business programs, you can log on to the website and check out all of our academic programs. But, you know, if you're not out there searching for a degree, we also have a platform to help entrepreneurs launch a business, which is found at www.walshcollegebusinesslaunch.org. Take a look at it.
Perfect. All right. So, customer service.
You know, one of the questions I've always had is customer service a skill that you're born with, or is that a skill that you're trained with? I mean, some people just naturally, they're very.
Well, I think some people are good with people, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Naturally.
Naturally.
Yep.
So, when you hire people, I mean, is that a trait you look for? I mean, is it something that they learn from church, from Boy Scouts, from their parents, or is it something that they're just naturally gifted to have, or is it something that as an employer, or as somebody who's a small business person, that you have to train for?
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, I think certainly much like entrepreneurship, a good level of quality customer service can be learned. But I think there are certain people who just come by it more naturally than others. But nevertheless, whether you do or you don't, I mean, first of all, if you've got a small business, hire the people that have a better set of people skills than those who don't. Because again, the touch point, and I don't care really if you're an online business, I don't care if you're a business, a physical storefront, people walk into a restaurant, as you mentioned, the touch point with the marketplace is you or your salespeople.
That's right. And so there is a very much something that is learned from childhood, learned that people grow up with and they learn. But if you have the awareness of what it takes to give great customer service and what you look for in great customer service, if you have that awareness, you are more apt to deliver great customer service.
So that's
what we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. So let's give some specifics, some of the things you can do. I mean, first of all, you talk about people skills. I think, you know, and some people are better at this than others, but you talk about the most simplistic things. If you're a physical storefront and people are walking into your store, again, whether that be a restaurant or if you're a merchant selling products, whatever it may be, how about remembering the customer's name or somehow being prompted of the customer's name when the customer walks in the door? Because part of good customer service is making it a personalized experience. I think that, more than anything else, sets the tone. You know, it's got to be a personalized experience, right?
Personalized experience, being attentive. Being attentive, stopping what you're doing, acknowledging the client, trying to talk to them a little bit, understanding what their needs are, why they're there.
And keeping that information in some kind of customer profile, right?
Right.
Keeping that information so when the customer comes back in, I mean, not the very least of which, how about if you understand what that customer tends to want to buy? I mean, if you sell a lot of things, a broad array of things, you'll find that customers tend to buy in certain vertical categories. You know, not always. I mean, we all buy on the margins occasionally, but there are certain things that people, certain people, tend to buy. You should know that. You got to know that.
No question about it. And so I think that is really critical. I think that is something that when you're, I just look at my own experiences. When I'm at a client and I actually have been acknowledged for who I am, I want to buy more. I want to look for more things to go into the store with and come out of the store with, because I'm a satisfied client.
And in the end, let's talk about why customer service is important. I mean, it's, you know, in the end, it leads to more sales. And isn't that what it's all about, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
So, growing your business.
Growing the business. And you grow the business by sales. And you make sales...
by growing your relationships.
By taking care of those important relationships. No more important relationship than that with the customer. So we're going to get into some more specifics. We're actually going to do some calls. Dan, you and I got a chance to make some customer service calls out to some local businesses. We were inspired. We actually thought we might find some entertaining ones that we could show. Don't do that. But there was a great level of customer service out there in some of our calls. We're going to play some of those. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. We'll be right back. And we're going to take your calls at 800-859-0957. If you've got a question about how to execute great customer service, call into Startup Nation Radio today. We'll be right back.